One of the great competitions of the world returns in the next week or so. It is the English Premier League. And you know what? Our armchair expert, Tom Fury, from the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, he is a, well, he's a one-eyed Liverpool supporter. And I thought I'd get his thoughts on the new season. How are you, Tom?
One-eyed? One-eyed? Both eyes firmly fixed on the prize.
Mate, Liverpool will be in the competition. They've been in the Premier League since it began. They've been in the top flight of football there since the 1960s. It must be an absolute joy to follow a club that's got such success.
Look, well, it does help, I guess, that I was born there. So I think there's a bit of legitimacy there, shall we say, because what you do notice is at the moment there's a lot more Liverpool shirts around because Liverpool are going through a fantastic, about five, six seasons at the moment. Still see a lot of Man United shirts, and particularly with them having just toured here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not as many. And this is something I'm sure you and I have discussed when we talk about rugby league, how all of a sudden you find people who are born in New South Wales are actually Queensland fans.
Yeah, that's
so
just wrong.
So success seems to breed fans, as it were.
Well, it does. When it comes to the English Premier League, it is kind of like an international competition because I think you could speak to the average person. They might not even follow the game, but they've probably got a favourite club.
Yes, and that is also something that gets taken into consideration when they buy players.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the moment, Spurs have certainly got a fellow who's from Korea, and so the flow-on effect is absolutely enormous. Other clubs have done similar things. The players, of course, need to have a bit of quality about them, and that certainly helps. But it's then reflected in shirt sales. It's reflected in how much the teams followed. Liverpool's had a couple of big players from Africa over the last few years, and that's resulted in whenever you see photos from those nations, once again, all the shirts and all the television coverage. So it's an international market.
I remember there was some massive coverage many years ago when Harry Kewell signed up for Liverpool.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And of course, in Newcastle, you still got people who remember Craig Johnson.
Yep.
and the impact that he had. So the Premier League is, well, and that's why I said it's an international market, and it is. Throughout the whole world, people take an interest. In terms of who will win it this year, well, certainly Manchester City once again look like they'll be favourites. Liverpool should be there. Chelsea have gone and purchased a couple of good players and also got Raheem Sterling from City. So that's a big plus, I would say. And the big team, I guess, would be Spurs. They've gone and got about five or six players.
Does it make a difference in your experience? And can you go out and buy five or six players, bring them into your squad, and turn that into immediate success in the Premier League?
Yeah, well, a lot of clubs have had success doing that. It doesn't always work, and certainly it hasn't worked for Manchester United. big punch. Take that one. I think what helps is if you've got a really good manager. And so the four clubs that I just mentioned all have absolutely outstanding managers, and interestingly enough, none of them are from England.
What does that say?
Yeah, exactly. So certainly the big question mark will be over Spurs to see how much they improve. If Liverpool can continue going the way they have, I can't see any reason necessarily why they can't. They've had a few changes up front. And City, well, if City hit a problem, they just go and open the checkbook and solve it.
Well, the other interesting thing about certainly the English Premier League and so many of the football competitions around the world, Premier League in particular, is it's not always just a battle for the top of the table. It's also a battle at the bottom of the table. And three teams promoted every season. This year you've got Bournemouth, Fulham and Nottingham Forest, of all clubs, I didn't even realise that they'd been out that long, have been restored to the Premier League. Are they just three up and then three straight back down, or do you think they might be able to stay?
I think Forest have got a chance in staying because they seem to be getting a couple of players, and maybe that's just the fact that, you know, history-wise, I can remember them, and they used to be one of the top clubs before the sort of the Premier League came into being, and they never sort of had the buying power of other clubs. We play Fulham in the first game of the season next weekend.
Then they'll know they're alive.
That'll be interesting. You normally want to get the promoted teams probably a few weeks into the season where they may have picked up a few injuries and their limited squad starts to show. You don't necessarily want to get them the first weekend when they're just full of beans and their fans are all excited to be back in the Premier League and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Look, Everton were very lucky to stay up last year. Leeds were very fortunate in the end to stay up as well. So, yeah, you know, a team starts the season poorly and very quickly, like you're saying, three are going down. So you're basically talking normally around six to seven clubs that just circle the sinkhole throughout the season.
That's a very good description. Because it's not just, I mean, look, it's a massive season starting now in August. It won't finish until May. And as well as that, you don't just have the Premier League to negotiate. You've got any number of knockout competitions. We all know the FA Cup. And then there's the European competitions. It truly is a marathon just to get to the other end of it, surely.
Yeah, and also around the end of October into November, you've got the World Cup this time.
Oh.
So the actual season will shut down. So for a team like Liverpool with Mo Salah, who's certainly been flogged in the amount of games he's had to play over the last few years, well, Egypt didn't make the World Cup, so he'll get a good break, which will suit us just fine. There's quite a few other clubs that I'm sure they will be quite happy that their teams or their players didn't qualify for the World Cup because they'll get a break. But the ones that go to the World Cup, once again, as you're saying, what's going to happen in May? Will they still have any beans left in them?
Yeah, it is fascinating the way the EPL works in that once upon a time, a World Cup had come around and you might lose one or two players from a few clubs. But now, because it's such an international competition, I was only quietly commenting to myself the other day, looking at one of the squads, it's like looking at the United Nations with all the flags there. And you could be completely decimated because you've got the best player from so many different countries and they're going to be taken.
Yeah, the top teams lose half their squad.
Yeah.
At least, simple as that. And look, to bring it back to rugby league, you know, rugby league's got the World Cup coming up. It's a similar deal. You know, players in Australia used to battle to get on a kangaroo tour. Well, now with them being eligible to play for, you know, the islands or any other nation,
yeah,
with you know, tentative birth certificates, all of a sudden, you know, the World Cup at the end of the year in rugby league, you'll see it as well. Some clubs will lose 8-9 players, and you think, well, I'm sure the coach would prefer for some of them to be having a break.
Yeah, but at least they do it at the end of the season, not in the middle of it.
Well, that was once again a sign of what we're saying in international market. The money was so great that was offered that they said, yeah, okay, you can have the World Cup and we'll put it on at a time that suits you rather than the rest of the world.
Well, it's going to be an amazing season. It always is, full of drama and excitement. That's the English Premier League. It starts in a week or so. Tom, I'm sure you will just say that Liverpool should win the competition. That way they'll be able to tie Manchester United for the same number of titles.
Yeah, look, that's one thing United fans can take a little bit of joy out is how close we've gone and missed out by only a couple of points in winning the title a few times over the last few years, which keeps their victory, yeah, well and truly at the top of that table. Although many other tables, United have fallen down them there.
Yeah, good luck to the Liverpool and the rest of the clubs and whichever team you follow. At least they're in the Premier League. My team, Blackburn Rovers, aren't even close to the top flight anymore, unfortunately. Tom, thanks for that. We'll catch up and talk some more sport on Tuesday.
Catch you later, mate.